Today, we're talking about making LLM explanations both trustworthy and tailored to individual users, a big deal for customer support, healthcare summaries, and legal guidance where people need explanations they can rely on and understand. The central question, how do we orchestrate multiple explanation strategies to match different users while keeping fidelity and safety? We're looking at a recent paper called PONTE, Personalized Orchestration for Natural Language Trustworthy Explanations.
In plain terms, PONTE is about putting an orchestration layer on top of many explanation generators. Think of it like a conductor choosing which instrument or explanation style to use based on who the listener is. It uses personalization signals like user preferences or roles, plus scoring functions that measure trust-related properties, faithfulness, helpfulness, uncertainty, to rank and select the best explanation for a given user and context.
To make that concrete, a clinician might want a concise statement about diagnostic confidence and key evidence, while a curious patient might want a step-by-step walkthrough of the reasoning. Or a customer support agent needs an explanation that ties the answer back to policy texts. My immediate practical worry is deployment. Orchestration adds decision logic, which can increase latency and complicate audits. We need to know how those decisions are logged and reproduced for compliance.
Good point. Before we dive into how PONTE works under the hood, one quick clarifying question. How does the system balance faithfulness to the model's internal reasoning with user-friendly language? And where do the personalization signals come from? That sets us up to look at the architecture and experiments next.
All right, let's pull back the curtain. At its core, PONTE stacks an orchestration layer on top of multiple explanation generators. Think extractive rationales, chain-of-thought summaries, uncertainty-focused statements, and template-based policy citations. The orchestration layer scores and ranks candidate explanations and picks the best one for the user and context.
When you say picks the best one, how does it decide, and how do personalization signals get into that decision?
Good question. There are two pieces, personalization policies and trust scoring. Personalization policies come from explicit preferences or inferred roles, for example, a clinician profile versus a patient profile, plus recent interaction signals. The trust scoring evaluates candidates on faithfulness. Does the explanation reflect the model's true basis for the answer? Helpfulness. Is it useful to the user? And uncertainty signals. How confident or calibrated is the explanation? A ranking model combines those scores with the personalization weights to choose an explanation.
From an ops perspective, I'm wondering how that selection happens at runtime. Do you run all explanation generators and then score them? That sounds expensive and latency heavy.
PONTE explores multiple strategies. The simplest is generate and rank. Produce N candidate explanations and score them, which is the most compute heavy but straightforward for research. For production, they recommend a lightweight selector, a small model that predicts which generator to invoke first based on context and user features, then fall back to others if needed. There are also caching and pre-computation tricks for common queries to reduce repeated generation.
So you might call one cheap selector model first, then only run expensive generators if the selector isn't confident. That sounds like a useful trade-off between latency and quality.
Integration with existing LLM stacks is another concern. Do they assume the explanation generators are separate models or different prompting strategies against the same base LLM?
Both. The paper treats generators abstractly. They can be prompt templates that coax different styles from a single LLM, specialized smaller models tuned for extractive rationales, or hybrid pipelines that attach symbolic rule lookup for policy citations. That design makes PONTE adaptable. Orchestration doesn't care if the generator is a prompt or a separate service. It only needs standardized candidate outputs and scores.
And how are the scoring functions measured? Faithfulness can be a slippery concept to quantify.
They use a mix of automated and human-in-the-loop metrics. For faithfulness, automated proxies include agreement with model attributions or overlap with evidence passages. Helpfulness is measured via crowd and expert ratings on clarity and usefulness. Uncertainty is evaluated with calibration metrics like expected calibration error and whether the explanation correctly signals doubt. They also report a personalization metric. Alignment between selected style and user-stated preference or role.
What datasets and baselines did they use? I care about how convincing the results are across realistic domains.
They test on mixed domains, QA datasets with supporting documents, a synthetic customer support dataset with policy references, and a medical summary benchmark where evidence grounding matters. Baselines include single generator systems, non-personalized orchestration that optimizes only for helpfulness, and a random selector. Results show Ponte improves a combined trust score, weighted mix of faithfulness, helpfulness, and personalization alignment. Ablations highlight that removing the faithfulness score increases helpfulness but harms grounding, so the balance matters.
To sum up in plain terms, Ponte ranks explanation options using signals about truthfulness, usefulness, and user preference, and you can run a cheap selector first to save time. But if you drop faithfulness checks, you risk plausible sounding but misleading answers.
Exactly. And I should flag limits. Personalization risks overfitting to quirks. If you tune too hard to a user's past requests, you may reinforce mistakes or produce brittle styles. Measuring trust is also imperfect. Automated proxies are noisy and human labels are expensive.
I want to push on an edge case. Adversarial users who craft prompts to nudge personalization toward unsafe explanations or privacy rules that prevent storing enough preference signals. Both can break the selector or bias scoring. The system needs safeguards, rate limits, privacy-preserving preference storage, and conservative fallbacks. From a deployment view, I'd start with a short checklist. Set latency budgets and plan a selector-first flow. Instrument monitoring for fidelity drift so explanations stay grounded. Maintain detailed logging for audits and reproducibility. And build privacy and consent controls for any personalization signals you collect.
And from the research side, there are trade-offs to watch. Personalization versus fairness. Tailoring to one user can disadvantage another. And transparency versus simplicity. More transparent explanations can be longer and harder to read. To evaluate impact, run targeted user studies and track longitudinal metrics like repeat trust, correction rates, and whether users follow recommendations over time.
Those are helpful frames. Can you both give concrete examples where Ponte-style orchestration clearly helps and where it could actually cause harm?
Sure. In customer support, orchestration can match a terse policy citation for agents and a step-by-step walkthrough for customers, improving resolution. But it can harm if it prioritizes fluency over grounding. You get plausible explanations that misattribute policy. In healthcare, a clinician facing concise uncertainty statement is useful, while patient facing plain language summaries help comprehension, but any hallucination there can be dangerous. For finance, tailored advice could inadvertently nudge high-risk behavior if personalization emphasizes persuasion over conservatism.
Mitigations include explicit human-in-the-loop checks for high-stakes domains, conservative fallback explanations that default to evidence citations when confidence is low, clear uncertainty signals, and adversarial detection layers to catch users gaming personalization. Also, regular reevaluation of personalization models to avoid overfitting to quirky user behavior.
Operationally, add safeguards like rate limits on personalization updates, strict access controls for preference stores, cryptographic audit logs for explanation selection, and easy rollback paths. For experimentation, use A/B tests focused on safety metrics as well as user satisfaction, and keep a manual review pipeline for triggering rollbacks when fidelity drops.
That raises regulatory and ethical questions. What should teams do to meet explainability requirements and protect user data used for personalization?
Regulators will want audit trails showing how explanations were chosen and evidence backing claims. That means storing minimal reproducible artifacts, the prompt, selector decision, and the winning explanation, plus hashes for reproducibility. For personalization data, require explicit consent, store only necessary features, and consider privacy-preserving approaches like on-device profiles, federated learning, or differential privacy for aggregated signals.
From engineering priorities, build benchmark suites that include trust and grounding tests, simulate distribution shifts to test robustness, and implement continuous monitoring for fidelity drift. Practically, start with adaptive personalization that's conservative, small, reversible changes, and instrument A/B tests that measure long-term trust, not just short-term satisfaction.
To pull this together, Ponte gives a useful framework. Orchestrate generators, score for faithfulness, helpfulness, and personalization. But production success depends on conservative selectors, strong monitoring, privacy safeguards, and human oversight. Quick provocative question. Should companies prioritize strict fidelity and safety over deep personalization, or vice versa? And who gets to decide that trade-off?
Context matters. For low-risk domains, leaning into personalization can boost engagement. For high-stakes settings, safety first is non-negotiable. Practically, implement a tiered policy, a conservative core for safety-critical queries and opt-in personalization elsewhere, and measure outcomes over time with longitudinal trust studies.
Exactly. Start small. Deploy a simple selector with safe defaults, pilot with real users, log heavily, and iterate. Make rollback effortless. Keep human reviewers in the loop for edge cases, and make privacy and auditability early engineering priorities.
Good closing thought, balance, and cautious iteration. Thanks both. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It with AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.